in the Arizona Hour. We're joined with Dr. Buck of the Wild West Show. And I do want to know more about this Dennis Weaver story. We've got more details about the Buckeye Day Parade that we haven't even covered yet. Sounds like just a wonderful event to take the family out to today. But I've got to know more. There's a new station that is on at our house a lot. It's called Ride TV, and it covers a lot of things horses. You've got RFD TV can get very boring when they get into their auctions.
Well, this is an RFD TV. This is something
new. This is called the Ride TV.
Oh.
You remember America's Funniest Home Videos? They've got that. It's called Swamp Donkey, and it's like the funniest videos of animals, mainly tied around horses or people trying to ride animals like horses. At the end of the day, we all just love the Bonanza reruns. Dr. Buck, you said you worked on the Ponderosa?
Exactly. The Ponderosa Ranch, which is located in Incline Village, Lake Tahoe, was actually created because of the filming that was done. They actually built the Cartwright Ranch House. So they did some of the exterior shots there. And later in the filming, before the series ended in the last couple of years, then they started using the interiors there. But there's this is 567 acres of property. They built other sets. We did three sequels to Bonanza that had Ben Johnson, Jack Elam, some of the sons and daughters of the principal actors. So it was an amazing place, and I lived right on the ranch. I mean, I lived right behind the Outlaw Hideout door on Main Street. And so I was there for almost 12 years, and it is now closed to the public, which is kind of a shame. And I actually have the only last living documentary of the Ponderosa Ranch in a DVD form that I actually will have for sale here today at Buckeye. So if you ever went to the Ponderosa Ranch or never got a chance to go, this will be your virtual reality to be able to go there. But I was pretty fortunate. I got to work with Michael Landon, not on Bonanza, not because I'm not old enough, but I worked with him on but I worked with him on Little House on the Prairie years later. So,
which is funny because that's where I always knew him from, was Little House on the Prairie. I don't know. It took me a long time to register that.
He's Little Joe.
He's Little Joe. You got a picture. You know, if you knew Michael Landon from the Little House on the Prairie days, you've got that big 80s perm that you've got to. You know, if you could just picture that on Little Joe and Bonanza, you're like, that's Paul.
One conversation I had with him on the set, and by the way, he hated being called Little Joe. He'd darn near fire you if you called him Little Joe. But I asked him one time, I said, I got to know something, Michael. He goes, what is that? And then I said, Lauren Green, Dan Blocker, and Pernell Roberts, okay, all wore toupees. Why didn't you just ever offer any of your hair to them? And I said, you could have made them toupees, and it would have been grand. It's a very, very nice guy, very sharp individual and such. So,
do we have enough time in about 2 minutes to talk about Dennis Weaver?
I can. Real quickly, because you mentioned something about, hey, are you going to watch the parade steers today and pick out your menu item? Well, in Taos, New Mexico, they want to honor him, and they named a street after him. They made a Dennis Weaver Day because his character, McLeod, was from Taos, New Mexico. So they had him there, and the rancher butchered his prize steer for this big dinner, and they dropped down in front of Dennis Weaver at the big gala dinner a giant, humongous steak from this steer. They say he literally almost threw up, walked away, left house. Nobody did the research. Weaver was a devout vegetarian.
Ooh. Bad move.
Oops.
Oh, no.
And he was never invited back ever again. And if you come out here today, I tell stories with me and Leonard Nimoy, with me and so if you like stories, if you like a little bit of history meets Hollywood, you're going to get that in the Wild West Show. You're going to enjoy. We've got 50-some vendors, really unique items, great bargains.
You promised me humor, right? You promised me humor in your show.
Everything's humor. Everything's humor and such. So there's always involvement, audience participation. And you're going to get some knowledge with Lee Anderson. He's an amazing cowboy historian. But most of all, it's just going to be fun. And most of all, okay, it goes from basically 10 to 5 for the show, and then the steak dinner right after that, starting at 5, a little happy hour, and then go in live auction. But the big keyword here, and it's my favorite four-letter word, and that would be free. Except for that steak dinner, insert $15 there.
That $15 for a steak dinner, man, that's...
And a show. That's cheaper than going to Vegas, you know? So, But you know, you'll enjoy it. The downtown has gotten a rejuvenation. I just stole someone else's advertising plug. You're going to get to walk the same streets that people like Hopalong Cassidy and Roy Rogers and Gene Autry walked when they were in the parade way back when.
Tell somebody how to get there. I mean, if we always talk about if you've never pulled off the freeway at this town, you're missing it. They've got the premier equestrian center, I think, in the entire state as far as it goes for covered arenas. They've got a great downtown. Where would somebody pull off I-10?
If you go down, get off on Miller Road. Okay, get off Miller Road and then head due south. You're going to go roughly 3.5 miles. Okay, you're going to get to Monroe. You're going to make a left on Monroe, and you're there. I mean, literally, you go down to 6th Street Plaza is about another probably mile, 3/4 of a mile tops.
That's the Buckeye Days Parade. We've been joined by Dr. Buck of Dr. Buck's Wild West Show. Hope y'all have a great parade out there today. I would be there if I wasn't going to be heading straight to Casa Grande for our kids' junior rodeo that's going on today and tomorrow. But hopefully next year it lines up so that we can the parade and our rodeo aren't the same day.
I hope so. And if so, maybe I'll put you in the show. You never know.
We'll get our kids to help on that Longhorn Drive.
You betcha.
There you go. Excellent.